Okay, then I'll let this one close and I'll wait for your response, but I am kind of curious as to how you felt about this episode, because it had so many strengths, but I feel like in the end it was just, it was leading up to a cruel punchline that didn't need to exist. And I think that's my problem with the show, and with a lot of culture these days, and we talked about this, I think, when Cabin in the Woods came out. John brought it up. I think it was John, but we are so meta as a culture. We are so aware of everything and we are so one step ahead of being ridiculed and made fun of. You know, we are a culture that waits for phone videos or YouTube videos of people, you know, exposing themselves as human or as emotionally bare or, you know, emotionally erratic. And then there's people waiting on the side, like waiting on the sides, you know, waiting on TV shows and on, you know, YouTube to take that person's vulnerability and to mock it and to put it down. That, like, I'm finding that nobody, that there's not a lot of art that's, it's almost fearful of that reaction. And it's calibrated to avoid any type of, like, any type of backlash. And Girls is like the ultimate example, because it's almost like it's hinting at these truths, and it's hinting at these, like, emotions that at this point I'm wondering if it'll ever truly explore. And out of fear of what will happen when it's, like, handed over to, like, the cynical mass, you know. And I'm not saying I want full-on melodrama from everybody, or that, you know, a certain amount of, you know, I love some self-aware, like, art. I loved Seven Psychopaths. At the same time, Seven Psychopaths was able to have moments twisted, but moments of real, true, genuine emotion and true, genuine honesty that, I guess that's why they call it hipster. These two hipsters, these girls, these hipsters are unable to emote to us. So I'm having serious problems now, but I think that's good, because now I'm really back to being invested. I have something to root against or for. But I'm eagerly awaiting your booze, then. Talk to you soon.